So Karl Popper didn't have that global state in mind when he wrote this, which I think would have changed his analysis. So anyway, I replied, the state in Socrates' sense is just the collective body, which could perhaps be the functional equivalent of Victor Hugo's notion of community and my notion of fellowship. And we talked about this in the June 30th, 2013 show, both of which, to be fully realized, require openness, Karl Popper's vision, and to my mind, non-coercion, Kropotkin's addition. Because I agree with Socrates that, quote, lack of knowledge is responsible for all moral mistakes, and that the critical lack of knowledge for the question of morality is lack of knowledge of each other, of the challenges that we're facing, and of the unique gifts we possess. Because we see, whenever atomization is overcome in emergency situations, that we want to further each other, and that this longing is inextricably interwoven in us. Knowledge is not about acquiring and accumulating facts, but rather revealing the motive force behind facts. For instance, and this is again quoting my response to Karl Popper's statement, which I wrote in October 2013, so I believe this references to October 2013. Recently, I listened to financial reporter Matt Taibbi describe how his odyssey to find the cause of oil price manipulation put him on the trail of financial industry actors, which led to his discovery that the George W. Bush administration had kicked the firm Arthur Andersen to the curb. And as to why, this he apparently declined his interest. Because the motive reveals destination, goal, facts can be endlessly manipulated and massaged. And they tell us nothing on their own. Whereas once motive is known, the need for facts dissolves before the pressing need to work with our brothers and sisters to begin designing something new. We can unearth facts ad infinitum and not be any closer to our freedom, whereas knowledge is another matter. And I agree with George Eliot that it seems to me, this is quoting her, it's the same with love and happiness as with sorrow. The more we know of it, the better we can feel what other people's lives are or ought to be or might be. And so we shall only be more tender to them and wishful to help them. The more knowledge a man has, the better he'll do his work, and feeling's a sort of knowledge. Unquote. This is from Adam Bede. And I agree with Nikola Tesla that distance, emotional and physical, and my interjection and my to my interjection, that spiritual distance is what we see when I use that term atomization. It's that distance, enforced distance, enforced by the state, distance between each other. So I agree with Nikola Tesla that distance, emotional and physical, has been the chief impediment to our unity globally, and that we're now poised to span, bridge, fill that gap, and that all that's needed is a plan. Or rather, before we can develop a plan and the courage to bring it to fruition, we must, through myriad conversations, become certain that we're done with hierarchy, competition, the race. Develop the certainty that the state must be replaced with good fellowship.